5.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with you. I love Saturdays because we get to chat, we get to meet great people. There's some great people on the whole show. Later on the show, we're going to talk about people that are giving back here at home and across the world. So stay tuned for that. We've got some giveaways today. We're going to talk about makeup and kind of some fall looks and also fashion, which we always love. Our resident fashion expert joins us off the top, Tracy Drake from Niche Magazine, your local fashion magazine. How are you, Tracy?
I'm great, Patty. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. Now, you know, fall is a time where the weather was great, then it's bad, then it's going to be great again next week. So today I've got flip-flops on still and kind of a skirt, but because I don't want to give up on that. How do we kind of transition some of those pieces into the season?
Well, you know what's interesting is that we've had sort of a very hard crash into fall this week, and so I think everybody's been out scurrying looking for the warm sweaters and the big boots. But you're right, the great weather's going to come back again. And we're in a unique location here where we get to sort of transition quite softly, usually, as opposed to, say, on the East Coast where they go from summer to winter quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of things, like you say, flip-flops and skirts, you'll probably get away with that for a good few more weeks. And a great thing in this location is always a jacket, an all-season jacket that can transition from day to evening and sort of warm weather into perhaps when we get the rain in the afternoons. And obviously a great pair of boots. I mean, every wardrobe, especially living on the West Coast, we need to have a great pair of boots. And most of the boots this season are great with the skinny pant is back again for fall. So the boot, you know, goes well with the pant as well as any type of skirt.
I know the boots are crazy. The other day, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was like inappropriately dressed with, you know, flip-flops, but people had on tights and big sweaters, and it was still hot out though, right? It was kind of that muggy feeling. So we can kind of transition a little easier than that, but the boots are huge, and there's all kinds of different, there's, you know, the flat, the riding boot, the rubber boot. You don't have to have a big high heel anymore.
You don't. And actually, one of the most exciting things about this fall is that the tall boot, specifically the over-the-knee boot, is really hot again for this coming season. However, it's coming back in a way that has a flat heel as opposed to, say, you know, a stiletto. For someone like me, I mean, I'm 5'10", so putting on a stiletto, I end up being this Amazon woman crashing down the middle of Government Street.
That's a good thing, Tracy.
I try to stay away from it, especially on the cobblestone. It's so bad on your heels. But the flat boot with the tall silhouette is really, really strong this season. And I think it's a great boot that anyone can wear.
And it's nice on them have a zipper because, you know, you can get stuck in your boot, right? And trying to get that off can be not a fun adventure.
I agree. And actually, one of the cool things about this coming season is there's some really interesting boots coming out with a zip up the back or a zip on the opposite side, which is on the outside of the boot. So it becomes more of a design detail instead of just a functional piece of hardware.
Very nice. And, you know, we're kind of seeing, you know, the boho thing was in, it's kind of still in, but there's a transition happening here. The color blocking's kind of out. We're seeing some plaid, some leather, kind of 80s almost.
It's so exciting because, you know, I mean, first of all, in our community, there's always a boho element in almost every aspect of fashion. But specifically for fall and winter, it's sort of taking a real back seat. And some interesting trends are coming about. You mentioned leather and faux leather, which is also becoming a really hot trend. But most exciting for me is the menswear-inspired fabrics and cuts and how well they play into our weather and just sort of our mood here on the West Coast, and it allows you to sort of have that fun look, but it's a little more dressed up and maybe a little more polished.
So what would that mean then? Is it what kind of cut, what kind of fabric would that be?
Well, you know, the interesting thing we saw coming off some of the runways in New York, even for the past season, was things like the houndstooth is making a huge return. First, it started in menswear trends in 2010, and now it's worked its way back into ladies' wear. For me, it's always a pattern that I've loved. It's so stylish, and it's so complimentary, especially if you have a larger frame, believe it or not. It's actually a great print to wear, and it's great in a pant. It's great in a jacket. It's, and I have a great pair of silk houndstooth checked gloves that are one of my favorite accessories for fall. So houndstooth, I mean, you know, sometimes the Glen checks, they come back in as well. There's a really nice, pair at Banana Republic, and they have a really nice purple element to them. So they're a very subtle gray, but they have this nice sort of purple, gives them a little bit of shock of color. So they're kind of cool.
We're talking about color there. Blue's also really big, isn't it, this year?
Blue is in all of its forms, and I think the powder blue is one of the biggest trends for the season, is that it's going to stay in through the cooler weather. Also, emerald green is another one that we should talk about, because it was the Pantone color of the year for 2013, and it's holding on. It's going to hold on into 2014. It turned out to be one of the biggest selling colors of the year through retailers. So, and I mean, it's a strong color, and it's one of those colors that's really versatile on different skin tones as well. So it became very, very popular. In going back to the blues for a second, one of the bigger trends is sort of that very rich, saturated indigo blue, which is, I mean, a color you just can't get away from. It's just beautiful.
Do you remember that was around the first time, Tracy?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how we sort of make things come full circle. And I mean, the greens and blues, very big in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Big hair, big colors. Mm-hmm. The jewel tones were really popular in the 80s. They're making a big comeback
and
now.
And so is gold, right?
And gold. I mean, I swore off gold for an entire decade.
I know. Don't you have a jewelry thing full of it, right?
Do,
now you can bring
do.
It back out again, all your chains. And
Absolutely. And accessorizing is obviously, fall is the best season for accessorizing, whether it's through jewelry. Watches continue to be very strong, and also big, bold rings, mostly fashion-style rings. And yes, the yellow gold, the rose gold continues to be hot, but the yellow gold is really making a strong comeback. So, you know, something that was really popular, say, with Oscar de la Renta in the late 80s and early 90s is really coming full circle. Gold buttons on blazers are coming back in. So, yeah,
how about the shoulder stuff. Pad, Tracy? Is that coming back in?
Let's hope not. For those of us that already have linebacker shoulders, we don't really need that extra padding.
Dynasty is here again.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Tracy, we're going to take a break in a minute, but you're going to be part of Fashion Week. Niche is a Niche magazine is going to be a diamond sponsor. It's a big deal.
It is a huge deal. I'm excited to talk about that.
So you also have, before we go to the break, we're going to talk about when we come back, Fashion Week in Vancouver, but you have 4 one-day passes that you're going to give to our listeners. If you want to call 250-386-1161, the first 4 people will get these passes. Tell us what that means.
They're all access passes, so it gives you a full day at Fashion Week. We're allowing the winner to choose the day that they want to come, so it's on from the 16th right through to the 21st.
Of September,
so they can choose the day. The nice thing about Vancouver Fashion Week is it starts late in the day, so you can sort of work your schedule around getting over there, and you can go to all of the shows on that day. Most days, there's between 5 and 7 shows, depending on the day.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be fabulous. That's 250-386-1161. Our first 4 callers are going to get a 1-day pass to Vancouver Fashion Week, courtesy of Niche Magazine, the diamond sponsor. Back in a minute with Tracy talking more about Vancouver Fashion Week.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
If it's time to fix or replace your roof, you might be feeling uncertain about what you want or need.
Ugh.
And that's understandable. It's a big decision, one you need to get right, so don't rush it. Call Ariel Roofing. They'll sit down with you and review all your options, helping you make an informed decision.
Okay.
Ariel Roofing. Honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at arielroofing.ca.
Do you hear that?
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, but where's it coming from?
I have no idea. That's weird.
Okay, this is driving me crazy. Where is it?
If you hear a party but can't see it, look up and make your way to the Rooftop Surf Club above the Strathcona Hotel.
Ah, here it is. Woo!
The Rooftop Surf Club, the only rooftop patio in Victoria. Lunch, dinner, late night. 919 Douglas Street.
Over the past several months, I have spoken to you about how the customer's first and foremost philosophy at Pemberton Homes Limited is our day-to-day belief system. Kathleen Blair and I, Gary McInnes, completely endorse this philosophy. Regardless of where you are in your real estate journey, if you have questions, call us. We are here to help. That's Gary, Kathleen, or Blair McInnes, Pemberton Homes Limited. Since 1887, 250-384-8124.
Boats, boats, boats afloat, grab the crew and go. Tons of fun for everyone, the Boats Afloat Show.
The 2013 Boats Afloat Show on South Lake Union. From sports boats to sailboats, power boats to mega yachts. There are hundreds of new and used boats at the West Coast's largest floating boat show, September 11th through the 15th. With sailing packages for adults and free life jackets for kids. Purchase tickets online for a free ride at the Seattle Great Wheel. The Boats Afloat Show presented by S3 Maritime. Rows, rows, rows of boats. Life is but a dream. Tickets at BoatsAfloatShow.com.
We are back. Wow, the phones were going crazy, Tracy. People are excited about this. Well, in a few minutes, I'll get the names from TJ who won. But those who won the tickets, Tracy will get in touch with you. I will pass that information along, and you will find out how you can pick up those tickets. Tracy Drake is with us from Niche Magazine. They are the diamond sponsor of Vancouver Fashion Week, which takes place September 16th to 21st. Tracy, tell us what your involvement is about Fashion Week and how big it is in Vancouver.
Well, you know, what's interesting. First of all, I think it's really amazing that Vancouver gets to have their own Fashion Week. It's definitely a huge indicator of where fashion is headed for this province. So that, to me, is very exciting. We were approached by Vancouver Fashion Week. They came over and met with us. They were really, really taken with the magazine. So we struck an agreement where we are the Diamonds partner. So primarily a media sponsor, but we will be there for the entire week, not only promoting the magazine, but also promoting fashion in general. And one of the great things about Vancouver Fashion Week is that, unlike New York Fashion Week, which is going on right now, or Paris Fashion Week, Vancouver Fashion Week really focuses on international designers and emerging designers, so trends that are to come. And I think that's probably one of the most exciting aspects, is that it really focuses on the art of fashion as opposed to, like, which celebrities are sitting in the front row.
Right. But these are going to be designers who are going to be huge down the road.
Oh, and some of them already are. When I talk about trend forecasting, like, for instance, there's a designer that's coming. Her name is Sarah Rocca. She does the most amazing line in Italy that is all based around the classic men's shirt. And she takes that shirt and turns it into the most beautiful feminine piece of fashion art for women, and totally wearable. And, you know, Sarah trained under Michael Kors and Valentino. She comes with huge pedigree, and it's one of the shows that I'm really excited to be part of. There's another designer that's showing. Her name is Christina Exi. She was the winner of Project Runway Australia in 2012, and then went on to launch her new line at IMG's Australian Fashion Week. So, she, you know, there's some really, really amazing designers, and some of them, not some of them, a huge percentage of them are Canadian.
Wow. And Tracy, what do you see between Canadian, American, and say an Australian designer? What is the difference? Is there a world difference in what they see as what they bring to the fashion world, where they've come from in the world?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that fashion really has that sort of global village appeal, and that's why, as Canadians, we love to wear designers from all over the world, because they bring in a unique perspective to the fashion industry. Canadians do the same. We tend to be a little more focused on structure and pattern and fit. But overall, I think that, you know, Canadians bring an excitement, a very exciting element to the fashion world.
And what do you love so much about this industry you're immersed in?
Oh, I think part of it is simply the promise. It's what's to come. It's the fact that it never stays stagnant. It's always moving. It's always changing. And that no matter what your fashion aesthetic is, what you gravitate towards, whether it's denim or, you know, chiffon, and whatever your age group, there's always something out there for everybody. You just have to find it.
And don't you think, Tracy, you know, give yourself that pleasure of finding some nice clothes, and don't worry about the size or shape that you're in. Start today and buy something nice, something new that makes you feel good.
I could not agree more. As a matter of fact, one of the things I say to everyone is that even if you're in transition, if you're losing weight, gaining weight, you know, whatever's happening in your life, you need to dress for the body that you have right now. And I think that's the most important aspect is you're right, buy something you love.
Be happy today. Okay, and the winners of the 4 one-day passes to Vancouver Fashion Week courtesy of Niche Magazine are Sheila Baxter, Grace McCrimmon, Alan Bowles, and Shannon Lee. And congratulations to you. I will pass this along to Tracy, and Tracy will be in touch with you on how to get those. When's your next issue coming out too, Tracy? I know you just had a great one come out. If people want to get that, I see it everywhere I go.
Yes, the summer issue is still available, and the fall issue comes out the 10th of September, and it will be available province-wide for this issue.
Woohoo! Yeah. All right, Tracy, well, listen, I'll look forward to talking to you next month, and good luck on Vancouver Fashion Week.
Great, thanks, Patty.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Now we're going to continue our conversation about your look and how to feel better and kind of maybe get on some of the trends, but also maybe a little fall skincare. Joining us from London Drugs is Lisa Smith. How are you, Lisa?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm always great, just like you. Now, I know you have a gala coming up in September, but first, let's talk about, we talked in our first segment about, you know, going from summer to fall wardrobes. What about our skin? Because right now we're kind of transitioning. We may have a bit of a tan. We may have neglected our skin somewhat in the summer. And now we need to kind of maybe use some products to slough off some of that, to put some serums on. What do we need? What are some good products to transition?
Absolutely. There has been a lot of sun damage by customers that have come in. We do have products in ROC, which is a French line. It's the retinol A along with the hyaluronic acid. And Dr. Oz, it's all he's been talking about for the past few months. What it does, it brings radiance back to the skin, and it also keeps the cells healthy. So when they get to the surface, you get that beautiful, smooth finish.
Now, is that the retinol that does that?
Absolutely. And the hyaluronic acid, yes.
Now, before, you know, 10 years ago, you used to have to go and get a prescription. Is this strong enough to make a difference that's now in these products?
Absolutely. It is strong enough. Usually when after the products we sell, when you go to the dermatologist, it would be more of a peel. So it's a very strong percentage, and that's guided through the dermatologist. You wouldn't want to just take that and do it yourself.
Right. Now, does this promote collagen growth too?
No, it doesn't, actually. What it does, it just keeps the problem with sun damage, and even in the winter when your skin gets damaged, your cells become very flat. So as they're going through the process of that 28-day cycle, they become flat, and then you get a buildup on the surface. And to remove that, that's where when you use the exfoliators, that helps remove that, and the hyaluronic acid keeps the cells soft when they do get to top, and the retinol gives you the radiance.
Okay, so it starts looking a little brighter again.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm seeing a lot about serums and even oils. And now people hear the word oil and they go, ugh, you know, I don't want to put oil on my face. But these are kind of products that are big right now.
Absolutely. Serums, oils don't, nowadays it is completely different. It doesn't leave that sticky film or even an oily skin. They've developed oil for an oilier skin.
They absorb well.
Absolutely. And the serums are leave a beautiful soft finish, and they also boost the product that you're using with it. So at night you would use a serum and then a moisturizer over that.
I think people sometimes get sort of overwhelmed with too many steps they have to take.
They do, actually. Now, I'll use a cream day and night. If I want more of a treatment, then I'll use a heavier cream in the evening. But your serum, you can use the serum just on its own. It's a beautiful serum for an oilier skin. It's very comfortable for them.
Right, and sometimes if people skip a day or just do it in the weekends, you know, whatever you can do to kind of boost
naughty.
That.
Nope.
Oh, that's naughty.
Yeah, you actually, you know, you can't miss a day. Every woman and men.
How about a year?
Yeah. Oh, I think you're trying to tell
a
me
decade.
Something.
Oh, I should have started earlier. And we were talking about fashion. Now, gold is back. I just got some gold eyeshadow. I mean, it was silver for so long, and gold is really that warm glow is back.
That's right. It's the gold, the corals. Corals are huge right now, actually, and they're very, a lot of women that still have their suntan, it just gives that sort of soft, still, sun-kissed look.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they're going into the burnt, the russet colors also. Those are very popular.
Well, we're talking about the 80s stuff. Remember russet? I mean, those are colors you have not seen for a couple of decades, really. That
it's all coming back.
Yeah, not the red. It's really a different kind of color.
It's sort of an orangey, sort of like a burnt orange.
Are we going to get into those heavy perfumes, too?
Heavy perfumes.
Remember the 80s, some of those really rich scents they used to have. What are some fresh scents that we can buy for fall?
There's Lise Wantier, which is a Canadian line out of Montreal.
I know you love that line, don't you?
I do. Yes, I do, actually. Well, you know, stand behind the Canadian.
Yeah,
right?
Very true.
They've got two beautiful fragrances out. They still have a little bit of that vanilla base along with floral. But it just depends. There's women that still want that heavier fragrance like the Opiums and, the Christian Dior fragrances. But we have the Chanel's Trésor Lancôme has just launched a new fragrance, La Vie S. Belle, and it's absolutely beautiful. Feminine, very soft, but kind of a sexy scent.
And remember, if you have those heavy scents, kind of spray a bit, leave it a minute, then walk into it. Don't have too much on, though.
No, one spray, and you never rub your arms together. You just do it in the pulse points and leave it.
A little dabble, do you?
You have some great jingles.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Brows also, for years they've been really kind of overplucked. And I've always been a huge brow person when I did my makeup courses years ago. A brow frames the whole face. Whenever you see someone, you go, what's missing there? It's usually a brow.
Yes.
You know, it needs to be start at a certain point, have a nice arch and slope down. And they're getting a little bigger, a little woolier, which is nice, right?
Well, they have products on the market, which are a serum. Elizabeth Arden, Neostrata have products out, and it's a serum that you actually can apply right onto the brow. And if you've plucked all those years and you don't have more hair growth, it does help stimulate hair growth.
Are you seeing much result from that?
Oh, my goodness. The serums are just flying off the shelves. The customers that have been coming back have had visible difference within 2 weeks.
Wow. If people want to get a hold of you, Lisa, where are you?
London Drugs on Yates Street, Cosmetics Department.
You betcha. Now, we want to just talk quickly about your gala on September 26th.
Yes, it's Thursday. It goes from 5 till 9. We have makeup artists coming in. It's a $5 fee, but that actually is put towards your purchase. And we have makeup artists coming in. There's gift samples, gift baskets, draws. It's a great evening.
Do they have to pre-book for that?
Yes, because we have a lot of people already actually booked up, so we need pre-bookings, absolutely.
So the best bet is to come into London Drugs.
Absolutely, that'd be terrific.
Okay, before we go, I want to talk about nails because they've become a huge accessory for people nowadays, between their toes and their fingers, they're never without polish. For one thing, is that good to never have, to always have polish on your nails, or should you give them a break sometimes?
No, it's a good idea, like anything, to give yourself a break from wearing nail polish. If you use a really good massage cuticle oil and a nail cream, that actually makes a difference. But once in a while, yes, you should leave your nails, let them breathe.
Let them breathe, yeah, for
Because
sure.
There's a lot of long-wearing nail enamel, which is what we all want. But again, if you're not using a base coat, that color is going right into the nail bed. So, yeah, you need a bit of breathing room.
And what color are you seeing? Because, it really runs the gamut.
Every color of the rainbow. There's new texture. Texture nail enamel is huge right now, actually. We have them in pastels and in mauve. So they leave a texture on the nail.
Yeah, you can't even keep up with this stuff. People have hundreds of nail polishes in
Absolutely.
Their collection.
Nail enamel is huge.
This is Lisa Smith, London Drugs. Go see her. She's got the big gala coming up September 26th. And go buy a new product today and, add that to your wardrobe. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk to Eileen Green and Emily Ross about a very special group that offers a soup kitchen in Namibia. Back in a minute.
Lansdowne Appliance Gallery's Save the Tax event continues with huge savings on
Gen Air Appliances. What if all qualifying Gen Air Appliances also had built-in savings up to 20% off?
With instant rebates up to 20%, you'd save the tax and more. Anything else?
People can chat with Lansdowne Appliance Gallery's design professionals anytime, and they'll be more than happy to help you build your dream kitchen.
Lansdowne Appliance Gallery's Save the Tax event on all Gen Air Appliances have been extended. Save the tax at 25%. Douglas at Bay.
Poor Tuesday, stuck between Monday and Hump Day. But this fall, CTV makes Tuesdays fun with two new comedies. Big Hair and Big Mouths. The Goldbergs take you back to the 80s.
The only one who understands me is Flavor Flav.
Then a former party girl discovers the joys of parenthood in Trophy Wife.
I've got everything under control.
Tuesday nights, now fun. With The Goldbergs followed by Trophy Wife. Starting Tuesday, September 24th on CTV.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News. The search continues for two escaped convicts that disappeared from William Head Institution overnight. We're getting reports from CFAX listeners of a heavy police presence near Belmont Secondary, and we're awaiting confirmation from police. Both men are considered violent, and police say they should not be approached. 56-year-old Dean Benton and 44-year-old Brian Patrick were reported missing from the institution around 11 o'clock last night. You can see a photo of the two men on our website at cfax1070.com. More women in BC are now eligible for the free vaccine that prevents cervical cancers. The government has expanded the program for women up to age 26. Dr. Monica Naus with the BC Center for Disease Control says it's a vaccine worth getting.
This vaccine doesn't prevent all cancers of the cervix, but it prevents 70% of the cause of cancers of the cervix. And based on all of the studies that have been done, it's close to 100% effective.
The current program has been offered since 2008 for girls in grade 6, and Naus says a similar one has been considered for boys in the same grade, but for now, it's just not cost-effective. UBC finds itself in a bit of a controversy these first weeks back at school as news spreads of an offensive chant being taught to some newcomers to campus. The campus newspaper broke the news that Frosch leaders chosen by the Commerce Undergraduate Society were teaching first years a chant that glorifies sexual assault against underage girls. This comes on the heels of news of a similar chant being taught to students at St. Mary's University in Halifax. UBC Frosch co-chair Jacqueline Chen told the school newspaper that the chants have been going on for many years, but she says the Commerce Undergraduate Society has been doing their best to keep the chant private and out of the public eye. The president of the Commerce Undergraduate Society told the paper it is the Frosch leaders' responsibility, not the society's, to provide a safe environment for first years. Environmentalists on both sides of the border are cynical about reports of a prime ministerial appeal to the White House for common North American greenhouse gas emission standards in the oil and gas sector. Ottawa sources confirm Stephen Harper wrote U.S. President Barack Obama last month with an offer to work more closely on emissions regulations to help win approval for the embattled Keystone XL pipeline. The European Union has ended days of division by agreeing that the Syrian regime appears to have been behind last month's chemical weapons attack.
After meeting with Secretary of State John Kerry in Lithuania, EU Foreign Affairs Chief Catherine Ashton said there seems to be strong evidence tying the regime to the attack.
A clear and strong response is crucial.
But the EU is also urging the US to hold off on any potential military action until UN inspectors report on the attack. Kerry says he welcomes the EU's words.
A strong statement about the need for accountability.
But a senior State Department official says Kerry also made clear the U.S. has not made any decision to wait. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
That's CFAX 1070 News to 11:33. Now for CFAX 1070 weather. Today, mainly cloudy with about a 30% chance of showers for this morning, clearing up in the afternoon. Fog patches clearing as well this morning and highs of 20 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds and lows to 11. For Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud and highs to 23. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back, and this portion of the show, we're going to talk about the great things that people do that live here right in Victoria, that do things in Victoria or around the world. Joining me in the studio are Eileen Green, who is a nurse instructor at UVic, and Emily Ross, who is a fourth-year RN nursing student and a family member. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Emily, before we do anything, we have to wish your mom, Debbie Derry Ross, happy birthday. I think she's almost 40.
Almost.
Debbie and I are the same age within a few months, but she likes to think she's much older than me. Younger than me. Oh, sorry. So happy birthday, Deb. We'll see you later, my friend.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday. Eileen, now you know Emily from being a nursing student.
Yeah.
And what kind of a student has she been?
Oh, she was absolutely excellent. She came to Namibia with me, and we were there for 6 weeks. And We worked on maternity and pediatrics and in our soup kitchen, the Home of Good Hope. And she was just excellent.
Oh, thank you.
And we're going to talk about that, your charity of choice. And you founded the Home of Good Hope.
Yeah.
But first of all, tell us about your background. You are an RN, you're a nurse instructor. So mm-hmm. how long have you been doing that for?
I've been teaching nursing for 29 years, actually,
wow.
through Camosun College in UVic.
So lots of people here, and most of us have had an experience in the hospitals or somewhere in a clinic. You have probably trained those people that are helping us.
Well, hopefully I've participated in some of it. It's a great experience. It's a wonderful thing to teach nursing because the students are caring and compassionate, and it's just a wonderful group to work with, young and enthusiastic. So,
and you can't go into that. My mom was an RN and a midwife from England, and I don't think you can go into it unless you really have the heart for it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard work.
And yeah, and so you got a little Florence Nightingale. You want to tend to people.
Yeah, you do.
And Emily certainly fits that bill.
She does. She does.
Well, with an instructor like Eileen, it's easier to do.
Well, and that brings us to I can't even say it.
Namibia.
It's so hard to say. Now, how did you get this whole thing started? And tell us about what the Hope of Good Hope is.
Well, many years ago I went to Namibia. And Namibia is just above South Africa on the west coast. Mm-hmm. And I was touring southern African countries looking for a place that possibly students could go for a nursing practice placement. Mm-hmm. And Namibia caught my heart. And so it was just a wonderful experience because I was touring with someone from the UN, a research specialist from London, and myself, and a woman that worked with Jane Goodall. So it was, we toured all sorts of clinics, and I really came to understand the need and the devastation that was happening from AIDS at that point in time. So I returned home and then put forward a proposal that I take students. So I took a group of Camosun students with me to work in Catatora Hospital. Now, Catatora Hospital is 850 patients, and at that time there was no soap, no hot water, no washcloths. There's absolutely nothing in the hospital, and there was one elevator that stopped all the time. So it was a challenge for the students, but I could not believe how they rose to the occasion. And when you talk about compassion and caring, that's where it came out. They were incredible with the patients, and also just their creativity in doing with nothing, how we were able to go forth with that. So,
Emily, as a young person, you being there, mm-hmm. seeing what we take for granted here and seeing, I mean, how much, I'm sure Eileen's built this program, but how little they still have, mm-hmm. how has that affected your life?
It's hard to even put into words. It was kind of especially interesting for me because I did my first practicum over there and then came back and immediately got back into the hospital here. Mm. And so it was very obvious as to just how many contrasts there are. And just working in that environment and, like Eileen said, not having all of the resources that we have here available at our fingertips, it just kind of makes you think in a whole different light. And I think it's beneficial as a student to be able to kind of use that whole other side of your brain that you don't even know kind of exists, and to really just critically think about everything that you're doing and not just have everything available to you, and not taking things for granted. And so coming back here, it was just kind of like,
we have
an entirely different
about.
World. Yeah. It
right.
Was
and
so
I guess
different.
You have to really learn to improvise when
mm-hmm.
you're there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Use what you have.
Yeah.
So from there, so the co-op, I mean, that's a big thing for you to take students over. It's a big undertaking.
Yeah.
How, I know you fund this program. Tell us about exactly what it is that you have started.
Well, the Home of Good Hope, how that came to be was, in the first group of students I had, we were working at the Catatora Hospital in Windhoek, Namibia. And there was a young 16-year-old girl, and she had AIDS, and she was a very, very ill. And I came to know her mother really, really well. And because people did not want to disclosed they had AIDS at that point in time. I had worked with she and her mother, and we had talked about when she was out of the hospital, we'd maybe have a program that she could talk in schools and share her experience. Well, the saddest thing, she did pass away. And in her legacy, her mother wanted to start a soup kitchen. And because they were completely impoverished, I was able to help her. And so it was through the generosity of donors in Victoria that we started the soup kitchen with 40 children. And we don't have a place. We have a little tiny room, but Monica cooks for the children. Monica is the mom.
And what was the girl's name?
Maria.
Mm-hmm. So it's Maria's and Eileen's and Monica's soup kitchen?
Yeah.
So you have just a space, and do you provide the food?
What we do is all the donors that come from Victoria, mm-hmm. The University of Victoria has kindly offered to house this charity as a nonprofit mm-hmm. within the School of Nursing. So everybody that donates to the soup kitchen gets a tax refundable receipt from the University of Victoria. And I don't take any money for this. So 100% of all the dollars does go to the soup kitchen that is donated.
And Emily, you know, we're going to take a break here in 1 second, but I know that you want to come on and talk about this because mm-hmm. you know how much Eileen puts into this of her own, herself, her money, everything. And, you know, there is a tax receipt, which makes a big difference for a lot of people, but really anybody, whether it's $5 or $500 or $5,000, you see the need. You were there at 535 kids as a serving. Tell mm-hmm. us about the need there.
I mean, this is the only meal a day that these kids are getting. And as soon as you go there and you're surrounded by 300 of these children who would otherwise not be fed, you don't really understand the need. But having been there and witnessed it firsthand, it's just insurmountable, the need. It's incredible what Eileen does. And if it weren't for her and the children voice this, then they don't know where they would be. And it would probably not, they would not be in as good as place as they are now with Eileen's help. So.
Wow. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about that and how you can get involved and help out. Back in a minute.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? We get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Hi, it's Wesley for CFAX 1070 here at the Victoria Conservatory of Music for their huge open house and party. Right now, I'm standing right here at the musical Petting Zoo. That's a place where you get a chance to play instruments that you want to play. Any instrument that you want, you can just pick it up and play it. They have the cello, the violin, the French horn, the trumpet, clarinet, tuba, and lots more. And right outside the zoo, they have free popcorn. They have children's crafts, coffee, and food. But there's so much more happening here today. If you like an instrument that you play, you can learn it upstairs. You can book a free mini lesson for any instrument today. And when you're done, there's a bouncy castle to play in. Free VCM performances as well, along with a 1 p.m. performance from Rick Scott. That's all happening at the Victoria Conservatory of Music. I hope to see you down here. It happens till 3, and it's all free. My name is Wesley Yu, and that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert! Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DoddsFurniture.com.
Vancouver Island, one of Canada's gems. But when it rains here, well, you know. So here's a question. What's the condition of your roof? If you're not sure, and you want an honest, professional evaluation, get in touch with Admiral's Roofing. Specializing in your residence, strata, or business, Admiral's Roofing keeps the rain off your head and puts peace of mind in your heart. For a free estimate, call 652-1818. Online at admiralsroofing.com.
We are back with Eileen Green, who is an RN nurse instructor at UVic, and Emily Ross, who is a fourth year, almost RN soon.
Yeah, almost.
But she's got the heart of an RN already. And we're talking about hope of good hope. And, you know, during the break, we've had shed a few tears because this is something that's very close to Eileen's heart and Emily's. And I think if you've seen, you know, it's great to hear about this, but if you've been there and you've witnessed, it's made me cry, children, it can't help but affect you. Mm-hmm. Now, you said you need money. That's the main thing, because if you can get some money, that's what keeps the food going. And yes. You have to mm-hmm. buy lots of food. You've got some volunteer programs also that yeah. people want to mm-hmm. be part of this. We're going to talk also about how beautiful the area is. Emily, I couldn't believe some of the photos and the experiences. And mm-hmm. safety-wise, that's all taken care of. We'll talk about that mm-hmm. with Eileen. But there's beautiful areas and beautiful beach.
Oh, totally.
And beautiful everything yeah. around you.
We went on an 8-day safari, and I was kind of naive as to how much there was to see in Namibia.
Yeah.
And I think we drove for, I think it was 8 hours up the coast, and just we saw so many things. And I mean, when people think of the word safari, they think of the animals, but there's so much more in addition to the seeing all the cool animals that you've always wished you could
oh,
see.
Yeah.
The entire coast and the skeleton coast. I'm not sure if people have heard
and
about
the dunes.
That,
it's the largest the dunes, dune in
yeah.
the world.
Yeah. And it's just the contrast in scenery, and even just driving through the desert for hours at times is just beyond what you could ever mm-hmm. fathom. So it's beautiful.
And you were in a controlled environment too, a little bit. You had a safe place that you stayed at, and you were in groups and mm-hmm. you never had a fear of that?
No, not at all. We were staying in a really safe area. We trusted the people we were living with. And I mean, of course, there were certain regulations. But as long as you're smart, like traveling anywhere in the world, then it's going to be safe.
And some of those pictures, and, you know, it'd be great if we could get some of those, maybe post on my website, of you with the kids. I mean, the look in their faces of such joy that you're there with them and helping them is amazing, and that must change you forever.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first day I went to the Home of Good Hope. Eileen had kind of pre-warned us a little bit about just how much these kids crave attention, but we drove up in our van, and there was all of us there. So I think there was 9 of us total. And getting out of the van and seeing this massive group of kids, I think there was close to 300 kids there our first
wow.
day. And all of them just so excited to see our faces and running up and hugging us and climbing us. It was, it gives me chills just talking
a
about
superstar.
It. It was amazing.
Eileen, if people want to know more about this program, you have a site where people can look at the yeah. information mm-hmm. about it. Can you tell us what that is?
It's a website, and it's www.hpp, but it's homeofgoodhope.ca. And the CA has to be on there for Canada, because I now have some international partners, and we are collaborating, because every single international nursing student that goes to Namibia now goes to the Home of Good Hope. And I'm also trying to liaise with the medical school, and I'm hoping the Home of Good Hope will become a community placement for them. I don't know if Emily mentioned it to you, but we got the computer programs from the World Health Organization this year, and we analyzed all the children between 18 months and 6 years old, because what we needed to do was get the World Health Organization poverty guidelines to see where we were with the Home of Good Hope. And we did not have any children that were severely impoverished. We certainly have children who are are malnourished, because I only provide one meal a day, and unfortunately, that's many times the only meal that children get.
And what would that meal look like, Eileen?
It was actually created by a volunteer I brought from Up Island, Comox. And we have 2 different, one's a vegetarian bean meal, one's a hamburger meal. So high, complete protein diets, excellent food.
To get them through that day.
Yeah, and then they get fruit as well. And I didn't feed them on the weekend before, and some of the children weren't eating anything on the weekend. So now I have a program that we make peanut butter and jam sandwiches on the weekend, so at least kids have something to eat.
Wow.
And you provided a cooking class for Monica as well, right? So she became aware of all the essential nutrients and protein that children in that kind of malnourished state require the most.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if you're not moved by this, you know, something's wrong. Eileen, how do people get in touch with you? 100% goes to these kids, to food, for this program. This is all done from your heart. There's no tricks about it. This is all going to these kids. How do they get in touch with you? How do they donate, whether it's $5 or $5,000, to help you continue with this?
Well, they can phone me if they like. And my number is 250-598-9292. Or my email is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N-G, at uvic.ca.
And Eileen is at the UVic. She's an instructor with the nursing program. You can always contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, if you want to know more, if you want to talk to Emily or any information about this. You know, I really encourage you to donate. We're going to come back in a minute, talk a little more, and then we'll also talk to Marlene Bergstrom about something local going on. Back in a minute.
At Alpine Marine, they understand why you love being on the water, and that's why they provide unmatched marine power and service. Their passion for quality, performance, and value is equaled only by their customers. With over 40 years combined experience, Alpine Marine services any make or model of boat. Count on Alpine Marine for a full range of water sports gear and Mercury Marine parts. Alpine Marine, Victoria's only Mercury Premier service and sales center, on Mill Street, parallel to Veterans Memorial near Gold Street. Visit alpinemarine.ca.
When you set your table, what do you see? Dishes that underwhelm or dishes that make you go, wow? You'll find the wow kind at Penna & Company in Broadmead Village, like Germany-made dinnerware by Rosenthal Loft, beautiful bowls and plates by Port Marion's Sophie Conran, colorful Emile Henri dishes made in France, and why not pick up a few quality cutlery sets, steak knives and serving utensils too? You haven't set your table until you've set it with the superb products and brands available at Penna & Company in Broadmead Village. Visit today.
You have survived the summer, and now that the kids are back to school, you have time to relax. Come into the Cloth Castle and treat yourself to a brand new Husqvarna Viking Designer Royal. You'll receive $3,000 worth of goodies free. The Designer Royal's incredible new exclusive features will get your creative juices flowing. Check it out at the Cloth Castle or clothcastle.com.
The Cloth Castle, Victoria's one-stop sewing and quilt shop on Goldstream in beautiful downtown Langford. And clothcastle.com, open 7 days a week.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center, near Quadra and McKenzie, and synergyhealthmanagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
We are back in the studio, Emily Ross, and we have Eileen Green. We're talking about the Hope of Good Hope. Remember, if you want to get in touch and donate some money, $5, $5,000, learn more about the program. If you can be involved, 100% goes to these kids with a soup kitchen in Namibia. Eileen, one more time, your email is Eileen Green, I-E-L-E-E-N-G-R.
No, just Eileen G.
At
uvic.ca.
Right. And Emily Ross, I'm sure you want to thank again Eileen for going this and for you for doing it, because this is not what you have to do when you're in a nursing program. Mm-hmm. This is what you did because you want to make a difference. And I'm sure when you graduate, you want to do more of that.
Oh, yeah, totally. But I mean, of course, I'm so thankful to Eileen for even providing the opportunity and for being so passionate about it and getting everybody else to be equally as passionate about it. So I think without her, it wouldn't be possible or as rewarding and beneficial.
Absolutely. And that's what you want nursing to be about, is about helping people. And whether you're here, we're world, you know, it's a whole world.
It's a global community.
Global community. Mm-hmm. Let's not just think about what we have. We have a lot. Let's also give, think about other people. Emily, I love you. You're a wonderful person. Eileen.
Thank you.
You've got a great heart, and thank you for the work you're doing. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Right now, we have another person who's doing something here in town. That's Marlene Bergstrom, who is the president of the Mount Tommy Community Association. And I used to be a president for many years, and Marlene is doing a bang-up job. And we have a big ribbon-cutting ceremony next week. Hi, Marlene. How are you?
I'm great, Patty. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Now, I know you're in transit soon here, so you don't have much time, but let's talk about next week. There's a big event coming up in our Mount Tommy community.
Yeah, Yeah, on Saturday, September the 14th from 11 to 2, the Mount Tome Community Association and Shelburne Village Square are going to celebrate the opening of our pathway that's from Broadmead down to Stanball, as well as the new Paragon building.
Now, you know, the whole Shelburne Valley, you know, when I started being the president, we called it the Valley because we thought if we name it that, it will come. We want it to be a village, a valley, a special little place that is for people to come and, you know, have coffee, take part in. And, you know, Travis Lee with Tri-Eagle has made a nice improvement on that street corner where there's some, you know, places to sit where that kind of vision can come about.
Yeah, and there's the improvements with the building is awesome. There's more seating now, and actually, Travis, I talked to him, they might even add some more near Van City right outside there. So more places for people to gather, and we have two benches, one at the top of the pathway and one at the bottom. So it's wonderful. It's a place for our many seniors to have a little place to go and sit, and our families to get through. And, you know, it's a wonderful addition to our valley.
Yeah,
our
and
village.
It's nice having a building. You know, there's a green aspect to it. It's highly efficient. The top, you know, the rooftop is a green roof, which is so cool to see. And the pathway, you know, in the Mount Tome area, we or most community associations, we try and get something back when a developer goes in. We try and give back the community, and this is great that Tri-Eagle's done this. And that pathway is a conduit to UVic. So when people are down the village, they can quickly go up the path and get straight to on a nice road that's not too busy.
That's great. That's right. And not on Shelburne and Cedar Hill and walking, getting people out the door and increasing the foot traffic and bumping into more community members. It's a great place for conversation. And in the parking lot itself, there's more places. The improvements is just really great. The walkway, it's for safety, you know, for families with strollers and for people with walkers. So within that parking lot is also a welcomed addition as well.
Now, Marlene, you know, we've talked here about Africa and about getting involved, but no matter what we do, there's always a way for us to be volunteers, to be part of something. You know, when I got involved, I had young kids, and I thought, oh, I can't have time for that. But it's amazing. Yeah. You get a sidewalk here, you get a crosswalk, you get safety improvements, you get beautiful projects like a bench. It's all worthwhile, and it's so rewarding. You learn a lot about yourself and about your community. Mm-hmm. If people want to get involved with Mount Tome Community Association, how would they do that?
They can check out our website at mtca.ca, and all our contact information is on there, and we try to have other important resources for there, including, you know, when there's developments, how to get through that process, and events, and open houses, like UVic's going to have an open house about a continuing studies building expansion. So we want to be there as a resource and to celebrate our community.
We live in a great place, and that's Saturday, September 14th, the time?
From 11 till 2. And the ribbon cuttings will be at 12:30 and 1.
Well, I hope to be there for the path ribbon cutting because, you know, this has been a project that's been long in the making, and it's going to be really cool to see it officially open.
It's going to be wonderful, and hope to see you and many others in the community to join us.
And there's a little bit of entertainment and some prizes and stuff too, aren't there?
Yeah, the merchants are really coming on board, and there's going to be, you know, there's several new merchants in that plaza now, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun for all ages.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a great place, great food. There's all kinds of stuff in that.
I know.
I mean, you can just walk the gamut and have every kind of food that you want right in the Shelburne Village. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and we will have a table there. Mount Tome will have a table there, and we welcome everybody to stop by and learn more about how to get involved.
Beautiful. Marlene, thanks. Nice talking to you. Have a great rest
of
your weekend. Eileen and Emily, wonderful to have you. And Debbie Ross, have a great birthday, 40th birthday. Love you to bits. TJ, thank you as always. You know, get out there, get involved, help out here, help out abroad. Whatever you can do, you can tell by these people it makes a difference. Get out there and enjoy.